Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now on to the KevCast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. Happy Sunday. I hope you're having a great weekend. I know I am. And today we are going to talk about what is the point? What is the point? What's the end game here? You know, it is something that has been on the mind of my wife and I a lot lately. As many of you know, my son does downhill mountain biking. My daughter does competitive horse jumping. And both of these events are very fun. They're entertaining. They have high risk, high adrenaline. And there's just a lot going on with them all the time. There's tons of organization and work involved. And we often find ourselves asking what is the point? I mean, have you ever been on a vacation or have you ever been engaged in a sporting activity for your kids or your loved ones and realized that the thing that you're doing, which is supposed to be so fun and so exciting, is actually so full of obstacles and steps for preparation or unseen expense or undue hardship? It makes you kind of wonder what is the point of all of this. The comedian Jim Gaffigan has a comedy sketch where he jokes about the dad who takes his family to the amusement park, which is the happiest place on earth, but they're waiting in these hours and hours of lines, and the food is so expensive, and there's no parking, and it's taken forever, and it's burning hot, and he's miserable and angry and stressed out. He's anything but the happiest guy in the happiest place on earth. And it's funny as a joke, but there's an irony here that's a reality that we all face, don't we? I mean, it seems like everything in life is like this. You know, an amazing recipe requires tons of ingredients that you don't have in your pantry, and substituting just won't cut it. It's going to take a ton of preparation to pull it off. And it'll be amazing if you can do it. A restoration project, which seems like it'd be so great to fix up a house or a car or something. It requires expensive tools and expertise that it's so easy to get in over your head and realize, man, I can't do it. What is the point of all of this? We see every day, you know, what it's like in the wintertime here in Colorado, trying to enjoy a powder day. It means fighting the worst traffic and crowds that you can possibly imagine. You know, our children's sporting events. And this could be soccer or volleyball or football or any of them. They require untold amounts of effort, shuttling kids back and forth, coaching, preparation, meals, training, time, expense. It's amazing. What is it all for? This is all for what? Now, let's not skim over this, because our answers here are going to tell us something about ourselves and about our soul. It's far too easy to let ourselves off the hook and just say, we love doing this. Yeah, we engage in all of these things because we enjoy them, or we think our kids will enjoy them, or we think we will one day enjoy them ourselves. But a careful assessment reveals we really don't enjoy it all. In fact, we only enjoy a very small amount of it. That perfect powder day is only enjoyed in little bits on those runs. The rest of it is lost. You know, those stressed out in the traffic on the way to the slopes, they don't love it. We don't love the three-hour lines at our favorite amusement parks and the $7 sodas. We've all got to take the good with the bad, and that's how we let ourselves off. We just say, you know, yeah, you got to take the good with the bad, and this is the bad. That's just part of the way of life. And yes, it is the way of life. But what is this all for? Isn't there more to it than this? And I think there is. You see, I think we have two motivations behind all of this. We have a lower motivation and we have a higher one. You see, our lower motivation is ego, straight up. It's pride. It's self-promotion in some form or another. I mean, we tend to overappraise our abilities. And I know that doesn't sound nice. And we certainly don't want to admit that about ourselves. Certainly not about our kids. But we do. We overappraise our abilities and those of our kids. And our pride transforms our friendly competitions into status benchmarks and one-upsmanship and who's who, right? Now, to quote C.S. Lewis, the reason we get so annoyed with the big noise at the party is because we wanted to be the big noise at the party. You see, we've all engaged at this level, and it takes spiritual awareness to recognize when we are trying to raise our flag of self-importance. This is the part, this is the lower part that hurts everyone involved. But there's another part of this, and this is the higher motivation. And the higher motivation is that of ultimate beauty. You see, each sport, each endeavor, each woodworking project, each pursuit or passion is a world of its own. I mean, just look at cable TV. It's amazing how many things there are. It's like, I didn't know that was a thing, and there's a TV show about it. You know, collecting antiques or, you know, crab fishing. There's a show about it, everything, because there's always a thing, and everything has its own world, and we can go deeper into anything, right? And this is something, this is actually a spiritual process. You see, as we go deeper within anything, we gain the nuances of that thing, and that nuance gets us into greater proximity to this elusive moment that we're all chasing, right? We're all trying to find this moment, our little piece of the moment. You know, it's sticking that perfect landing after years of practice. It's setting a new world record or reaching a new benchmark. It's carving the perfect line. These moments are moments because they don't last long. But somehow, they make all the struggle worth it. But that's only possible if this moment touches something very deep and very personal within us. You see, the thing we're in is tied to who we are somehow. And the thing that we do and who we are not two completely separate things. This is the moment where what we hoped would be true actually becomes true for us. You see, our potential is incrementally realized in these moments. And thus, each of these moments has a cosmic scale to it. If we fail to recognize this as spiritual satisfaction, then our moment will be about our endeavor or about ourselves, and we end up back into the lower motivation. But if we have eyes to see it, then the motivation, or shall I say, then the moment can be seen as presence. We're seeking a moment, but it's actually we're seeking presence. It's a transcendent connection between our own mortality and our immortality. This is why we so easily convert these kinds of projects into win-lose, do-or-die paradigms. Presence is where we experience true life. It's where we truly feel like we're living. Finally. That's right. That moment that you finally get it, it's because you're truly alive and you know it. There's something within each one of us that recognizes and is curious about our capacities, and we endeavor to explore them. This pursuit is either the chasing of the presence that is beyond all things, but which beautifully manifests itself within them, or it's the chasing after the wind, like it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. It all comes down to whether our pursuits are a means to an end or an end in themselves. And only spiritual awareness can tell the difference. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.